Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Back in the saddle again, and as always, open to your sporting questions, comments, or concerns. Let's do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, get you in and get you heard, girl. Whatever you happen to be listening to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's right, I said American Forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. Whatever force you're with, you're doing a great job. Stay safe, come home soon. Keep up the good work. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if you don't, we certainly appreciate all that you do to keep us and our allies safe. Once again, we really appreciate it. Listening on AFN, F-A-N of all of you. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch.tv. I'm underway on Twitch right there. Man, I'm handsome. We have some really good guests today. When do we not? We're going to start things off with Dan Ruzanowski, who is the all-time Sharks broadcaster, the voice of the Sharks from their inception. And he's going to be, he's in the Hall of Fame, by the way. And he's going to talk about Cooch, Logan Couture's retirement and the Sharks season. And we look ahead as well. At 9:40, FIFA World Cup executive. I thought it was going to be Amy Hopfinger, but she's actually American. So it's Amy Hopfinger. She's in here to talk about the Club World Cup as well. And Daniel Simonsen, or as we say, Daniel Simonsen from Norge, he will join us in studio in the second hour. He's at the Punchline. And how about a little J.D. Sharp maybe as well? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Come on back with Dan Ruzanowski.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Always a pleasure to welcome the Hall of Fame broadcaster, Dan Ruzanowski, to the show. I worked the first 10 years of Sharks games on TV, and I remember when I was 26 years old and the Sharks were forming, I actually put in a tape trying to maybe hopefully to get an interview to be the radio guy. Well, they picked the right guy, because Dan has done every year since the Sharks came into inception in 1991. And Dan, yesterday we said goodbye to the captain, Logan Couture, who at 36 years old looks and is a young man, but you know, nearly 20 years of grizzled service and one of the all-time Sharks. For you, who know him as good as anyone, how did it kind of hit you?
Well, by the time it happened, it wasn't totally a surprise, because I, of course, have been watching this unfold over the course of the last 18 months or so. What's unfortunate is that it's a sort of an acceleration of the process that's natural for every athlete, and that is eventually the body tells you you can't play anymore. And unfortunately, Logan's did that while he's still in the prime of life, really. But unfortunately, he has a condition that gives him a lot of pain, and he still has his days where he has had trouble walking. He's better than he's been in a long time, but it's a strange situation called osteitis pubis, in which I don't even exactly know how it works, but it's bone on bone, I guess, down there. And you're in a situation where, you know, you just have a lot of pain and you can't even walk sometimes in a really accelerated case. And a lot of athletes have had this over the years. I've talked to several hockey players who have had to deal with it, but I don't think any of them have been as severe as this case. And, you know, he'd gone to specialists all over the country, both coasts, all the experts in the field. And there really isn't a surgical procedure to fix it. That's the problem. The only thing that you can do is really rest it. And, of course, then you can't train for hockey properly. Then you can't skate. He hasn't been on the ice all year. And, you know, so it's pretty amazing to note that he played six games last season and was able to get in and courageously try to come back. But unfortunately, his body said no. So my thoughts are all about that, but also about the man himself. You know, one of the great leaders in the history of this team, certainly one of the best players in the history of the team, a two-way forward that I think somebody like Macklin Celebrini really would have benefited from if he had been able to be healthy enough to play on the ice with him. But still, he's a guiding light for a young player like that, who already has the instinct to play in all three zones and to do so with great proficiency. And so I think it's unfortunate, but yet we celebrate everything that he's brought to this team. You know, the one memory I've got of him was game 7 of the series in 2019, the last year the Sharks, most recently I should say, were in the playoffs. And that was against Vegas when they were down 3-0 in the third period. Everybody knows about the big comeback, the 5-minute major penalty, mm-hmm. that ultimately changed the rules in the league, when Pavelski got hurt. But Logan Couture scoring that first goal in that sequence and turning to his teammates after the puck went in, holding up one finger and say, "That's one," to his teammates. And yet we were able to see that as well and report on it. And to me, that's a sign of his leadership and the fact that he was going to take the team on his back, and that's just the kind of guy he is.
I was at that game. It was just absolutely electric. And I love athletes, like the Derek Jeters. The batting average goes up in the playoffs. And Cooch, as we called him, and using other nicknames, even in that great Stanley Cup final team with Pavs and Patty and Jumbo. I mean, what do you have, like 30 points all the way through? Guys who step up when the lights get brighter and the pressure gets more, there's more eyeballs on you. That to me is really impressive.
Well, absolutely. And let's put it this way. You know, Connor McDavid went over the 30-point mark last year in the playoffs. Logan Couture did it. Not that many people have done it, a handful. I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head. But getting 30 points in a playoff year tells you two things. One, you're playing on a great team because you've gone far. You're not going to get 30 points in five games, although McDavid might be able to do that at some point. But I think that the other thing that you have to remember from that series is the last game, Logan Couture scored the only goal. And, game 6 against the Penguins, there he was. He's always was there when it really mattered. He was at his best when it mattered the most. And I think that's one of the most important characteristics of any athlete, let alone any hockey player, to be able to, think about Rory McIlroy a couple of days ago. Make the putt. You're going to have the moments when things don't go your way, but when it really matters, you come through. And that's exactly what Logan Couture has done his whole career.
You just reminded me of that Donskoy goal, and you're supposed to not root for teams when we're in the media, but I was in the overflow, and it was just the biggest dog pile of people who were supposed to keep it together. Looking back now on, I was thinking the things that popped into my head about Cooch. One was when they had that they tinker with the All-Star game every year, as you know, and one time they had pick 'em like a playground, and whoever gets picked last gets a free car. And I remember Couture was probably very happy to get picked last that year. And the other thing is that horrific surgery on his mouth. It basically looked like an exhumed corpse had all his teeth and gums just gutted. I mean, I remember they shared the pictures of that. It was just, there's tough and then there's hockey tough, Dan.
Yeah, that's right. And thanks for reminding me about that selection last scenario. I had forgotten about that. But the other one was, what you're talking about, is something that's even related to today, because I don't think he's been to see the dentist for any big work in quite some time. And, it's just from having to deal with the pain and everything else that he's reminded of it. So it doesn't surprise me to see that, but then again, his teeth look great now, so whoever did the surgery, I think it might have been Dr. Robert Bonahum, who was the longtime surgeon of the Sharks, might have been Dr. Gowdy, who replaced him after he retired, but both those guys did a great job over the course of Logan's career with that particular area that's particular to hockey players.
And as you mentioned, Celebrini, who is going to be the rookie of the year, knock on wood, and you think about Will Smith, first-round pick before that. You think about Eklund, who was up and down, and now he's here to stay. You think about Sam Dickinson, who was the minors league player of the year for the Sharks. And there was a lot of wheeling-dealing, and I basically liked everything except the Zetterlin trade. I love Zetterlin. I kind of wish they kept him. But other than that, there's compiling draft picks. And it's one thing to miss the playoffs. It's another thing to miss the playoffs and be highly entertaining and to have hope. This was the probably the most fun last place team I've ever seen, maybe in any sport.
It's been a long time since we've seen that, and I think that that's a reflection of the job that Mike Greer has done. One thing that he wanted to do, and yeah, sure, it was really tough for Mike Greer to trade Fabian Zetterlin too, but he's a little bit outside that window in terms of the age group that he's putting together.
Mm-hmm.
And the player that they got, Zach Ostapchuk, filled a need that the Sharks felt that they desperately needed within that age group and didn't see anything like that on the horizon in their prospect pool. So they had to make that decision. It was tough. You could hear Mike Greer at the announcement yesterday, or 2 days ago now, that he was pretty emotional in talking about Logan Couture and the fact that that was one of the players that he wanted to work with when he took this job, and unfortunately, on a playing basis, was not able to do that because of the medical condition, but still said that there's a place for Logan Couture within the organization because of his hockey mind. And that'll take a little time before that happens, I think. Logan wants to spend some time with his family, which he deservedly should do. But again, that's just another thought about his role in this whole picture. And remember that the Sharks are trying to put together that group of people between the ages of 18 and 22 right now, with William Eklund kind of on the outer end of that in terms of the age. And they want to get as many of those people together as possible, because we have to be realistic. Not every prospect makes it, even if they're really talented. And so you have to be prepared for that. You have to have success in some numbers. And so that way you're prepared to deal with it when a guy doesn't fit into your plans, or your ideas change. And as former San Jose Barracuda coach Roy Sommer used to say, the plan is in ink, but the process is in pencil. So you have to be prepared to adjust to it as you go along.
Last question for you, Dan, just wondering about who can be the captain next year. And it's funny, I think Mario Ferraro is 40. He's still in his mid-20s. Do you think it would be a kind of a vet like that? Or do you think maybe, and even though he's a kid, I mean, Jonathan Toews was the captain of the Hawks when he was 20. We know that. Any chance maybe they give the C to Mac, but probably just an A? I don't know. I'm thinking crazy here. What do you think?
Well, we're all trying to think about that. I think it's probably best not to speculate, but the likelihood is that they could name one of the veteran players that they have currently. They could go a different route. You may remember a few years ago the Sharks acquired Rob Blake, mm-hmm. and ended up making him captain when he stepped in the interim period there for a couple of years. That could, something like that could happen with a player that's not even here yet,
mm-hmm.
because the Sharks do have to spend to get up to at least the floor, so they're going to have to sign a few people over the summer, and they're going to do that anyway to improve the team. So that could be a solution. Or you could have the solution that you mentioned, somebody like Sidney Crosby or Connor McDavid or Jonathan Toews being named captain of the team at a very young age. My sense is that that's not what they're going to do. They want to make sure that Mac, who undoubtedly is probably the future captain of the franchise, is going to be ready for that next step. That he could handle it is not the question. The question of what's the right timing. And so then the last option would be to stay with what they have now and have three alternate captains that share some of those responsibilities. I mean, I'm not sure which way it's going to go. But I know that Mike Greer and the coaching staff, led by Ryan Warshawski, will make the proper decision, because they know better than we do as to what the right one is.
You're right. Let's get Mitch Marner in and give him the C. There we go. All right. We have been speaking with Dan Ruzanowski, the Hall of Fame broadcaster for the San Jose Sharks. Dan, always great talking to you. And like I said, everyone stays healthy. We got some really brighter days ahead here. Thank you so much.
You better believe it. We're all excited about it. And as they say, go Sharks. Thanks a lot, Rick.
There we go. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
People ask me, were you must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown and I studied him.
Rick Tittle once threw a tennis ball at a donkey.
Oh, don't tell everything I do. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7522. Now we're going to talk a little international soccer on these shores for two reasons. We have the Club World Cup this summer, and we have the proper World Cup with nations that will be coming up. Summer 2026, we'll have Amy Hopfinger on the show.
Amy Hopfinger.
And biggest game in 3 years, I would say, for Tottenham at noon today. Second leg at Eintracht Frankfurt. The Eintracht Frankfurt coach said, Tottenham will feel it on Thursday.
Ja, liebe meine Abschminke.
All right. I had about another 1,000 questions for Dan Rusinowski as I love the Sharks and I don't feel like I talk enough hockey. We do it with Bruce Marshall, but I also realize that most people are not big hockey fans, and that's a shame. It's funny because I have this like text group that I have with a lot of my friends, and they actually, one of them is just hockey and NFL, another one is just hockey and college football. They both don't care about baseball and basketball. You know who does? It's Mr. Play-In himself, Charlie, in West End of Manhattan. What's going on, Westy?
Hey, what's up, Rick? Yeah, you know what? I love hockey as well. You're right. I should talk about it more often. I don't watch it as much as I used to, but it is my first true love. I grew up, I think I mentioned it before on your show, a Montreal Canadiens fan. Because mm-hmm. back in the day when they were a dynasty, I was a goalie.
Yeah.
Played street hockey, Ken Dryden, Guy Lafleur, those teams. So I still follow the team, and they just clinched their first, they're going with the youth movement. They brought in the guy Hughes. I think he was with the Rangers. And
you bring up a good point, because they were, I think, the second worst team in all of hockey when the new year rolled around. So how about them making the playoffs? Yeah.
He's sticking to his guns. He didn't make any trades for veterans. You know, he said, we're going with the youth movement. We're going to draft. And now these players are starting to, you know, they got Laine. They traded for him. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, I think the future is bright. Now, I think they're going to get steamrolled mm-hmm. by the Capitals. But,
right. But I'll tell you this too, Charlie. I think it's good. It's like with my soccer team in London and your hockey team in Canada. It's good to not have the entire city of Oakland let you down. So that's good.
Absolutely. So let me jump to Warriors, and then I have a Raiders question.
Yes.
Yes. I think they have more than a puncher's chance against the Rockets. You know, it's youth. And on the Rockets side versus experience on the Warriors side. I just got to say one thing. As much as you have disdain for Podge and think he's lousy, I think I saw a worse basketball player, and his name is Zach Edey. Horrible. He's 8'7", and he's horrible. How do you let Gary Payton block his shot? He's like 3 feet shorter than you.
But did you see how horrendous Podge was in that playing game?
Yes, he was bad too, yeah. For sure. I think you don't like him because of his hair.
I don't like his hair. I don't like his stupid little beard, and it's just Malibu's most wanted. And I've had Jamie Kennedy in here. I like Jamie Kennedy. I just don't. Every time he shoots, you know, it's funny because Kuminga didn't get any time, and Steve Kerr. The quote, I remember before Kuminga kind of got, I don't want to say he got dogged house, but it was late in a game against, I think it was the Timberwolves, and at the end of the game, Kuminga has the ball, Steph Curry is double-teamed, he's pointing at Pajemski, who's wide open, and then Kuminga shoots it, and after the game, Kerr's like, you don't need to take a contested 17-foot shot, and then but I was like, it's not that he's a ball hog. He thought a contested 17-foot shot is better than a wide-open, lousy guy. That's why he didn't set him as a Pajemski.
Well, they scored 75 points, Butler and Curry.
Yeah.
I don't expect that to happen every game. And then you play the age factor in. Well, one of these guys, Podge or Moody, or I assume Kuminga will get playing time against Houston. So they need a third scorer. They need someone to be consistent. Maybe it's that other, the center post, who had some nice shots. But they, I think they have a legit shot at Houston. I'll leave it mm-hmm. at that.
Vegas has them favored, the Warriors favored.
I know. I was surprised by that. Houston has a bunch of 22-year-olds. The deeper the series goes, then I would heavily, like if it gets to a game six, game seven, then that favors the Warriors, even though it'll exact a pound of flesh mm-hmm. out of them. I think they wouldn't. Anyway, Raiders, real quick. Mm-hmm. Miami and their favorite son, Jalen Ramsey, are parting ways. He wants to be traded. If you were the Raiders, now I've only read a couple rumors, nothing strong, but if you were the Raiders, would you offer a fifth round, maybe a fifth round pick for him?
Hell yeah.
I think he had a down year last year, but his down year was better than than half the corners in the league. He's 30 years old. He has 1 year left on his deal. If they go out and obtain him, then you don't have to worry about not that it would be.
Let me tell you who the fifth round. If they hold on to that fifth round pick, it's going to be a third string tackle who's going to get cut in camp, or Jalen Ramsey.
But I'm just saying, if they can make pull off a trade for like that, then Will Johnson would be off the board. You know, they wouldn't have to be worried about.
I would give up a third.
Fourth? Oh, you would?
Hell yeah. He's one of the best lockdown players in the league.
Yes. No, I like I said, I only read a couple of things online. I don't know if it's legit or not, but I would go after him because he wants out of Miami, and he's always wanted to play for the Raiders for whatever reason. I don't know where he grew up. I don't know anything about his past, but he's always.
It's because the Raiders are cool. Why do you think you and Run DMC, New York people, why do you think you guys are Raider fans? Because you know that they're cool.
All right, so then how do you explain me being an A's fan?
Because they were the coolest team ever when you were growing up.
Oh, no, listen, the original Billy Ball.
That's right. If you were an A's fan now, like brand new now, then I'd be like, what are you doing?
No. My favorite player, Mitchell Page.
Yeah.
My favorite's Mike Norris.
Yep.
And I'll go to my grave. Dave Beard, the greatest A's, Oakland A's closer ever. All right, on that note.
All right.
I'll keep listening, buddy.
Thanks for the timing. Perfectly going into the break. Charlie in New York City. We'll talk with Amy Hupfinger on the other side.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627.
That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Hey, coach.
Yes.
Why don't you quit so we can get us a real coach?
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I am a soccer lifer. As you know, worked at the World Cup in 94, went to the World Cup in 2006 in Germany, and I'm just so excited about the World Cup coming here, summer of 2026. But before that, coming up, we have the Club World Cup, and this is going to be on our shores, and some of the great teams from all around the world. It's going to all kick off June 14th at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, and Inter Miami will be taking on Al Ahly. That's the great team from Cairo. You could argue the greatest team ever in the CAF, and then the next day in Cincinnati, you're going to have FC Bayern München against Auckland City. Some Kiwis. Then we got Paris Saint-Germain, Atleti, Palmeiras, Porto, Botafogo, Seattle Sounders, Chelsea, Club Lyon. It keeps going. Boca Juniors, Benfica, Flamengo, Esperance, the great Tunisian team, Fluminense, Borussia Dortmund, River Plate, the Japanese team, Urawa Red Diamonds. Well, I could go on and on, but let's bring in our guest. We're quite happy to have her, and that is the Chief Business and Strategy Officer for FIFA World Cup 26. Amy Hopfinger. Amy, it's mind-blowing how many good teams are coming over here for the Club World Cup.
Yes, it is. Thanks so much, Rick, for having me. What a great intro. We could sign you up to be our hype guy for this tournament.
Well,
you know, it's a really exciting opportunity this summer. First Club World Cup, first of its kind, first time that we actually get to crown a champion in the club world.
Well, also, it's good timing, too, for many reasons, but two stick out. One, it's an odd year, so there are no major tournaments. This is going to be the soccer played this summer. And also, it's going to whet the appetite for us here in North America for the summer after next.
Absolutely. We get two for the price of one with Club World Cup this summer in 2025. And the FIFA World Cup next summer in 2026 in U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
Now, I know you worked almost two decades for the USSF, and we did kind of hit rock bottom when the men did not make Russia 18, and, you know, Sunil Gulati left. But I'm so excited about the new era. I love Mauricio Pochettino. But then again, even with all of our male athletes playing in all these great teams, I mean, we saw what happened to Real Madrid yesterday. You can have all the great players, but you still have to come together as a team. But I do believe you have the right man for the job for the men's national team. So congrats on that.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time, obviously, in American soccer. We've got, you know, the U.S. is a qualified team for 2026, which is great. But we also have some U.S. players playing this summer in Club World Cup in Weston McKennie and Tim Weah for Juventus. So it's a great opportunity for them to play another major tournament this summer.
It was last weekend. I was down in San Jose, and I saw the United States women's national team. They had that sort of back-to-back games in California with Brazil, L.A., and then San Jose. And even though the USA lost late, I liked how Emma Hayes, who obviously knows what she's doing, but she played a lot of the teenagers. She played a couple players that had been hurt. And this is what friendlies are for as we get ready for the next World Cup as well. And because of the success of the women's national team, we know that they very deservedly are our big soccer stars in this country. How do you see things right now with what Emma has going on with our women's team?
Yeah, it's an exciting time. Obviously, being reigning Olympic champions, but leading into 2027 Women's World Cup, in Brazil, and then potentially a Women's World Cup coming back to the U.S. as early as 2031. We've got a great lead-in, great ramp-up to that.
So, first of all, I'm jealous that you get to work for FIFA. As I said, I was a volunteer in 94 at Stanford when the World Cup was here, and it was just so cool to work in the media center and to wear FIFA gear and all that, and to be at least for like a fortnight a kind of a FIFA employee. But for you, how much do they take you to Switzerland? How much are you in New York? If you could just give us maybe a little inside baseball, inside soccer on what you do for FIFA.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for volunteering. And you've got two more opportunities, both this summer and next summer, to come back and volunteer for our tournaments if you're interested, as well as anyone else out there that's looking to get involved. It's a great opportunity. But it is a really exciting time. I was super fortunate to work for U.S. Soccer for almost 18 years and came over to FIFA in 2022 when they established an office in the U.S. To run the 2026 World Cup. So we are based in Miami. I'm based in Miami, and we've built a great team in across the United States, Mexico, and Canada to work across these two tournaments coming up.
Yes, everyone listening should volunteer. I'm trying to position myself for a media credential. I had your colleague Haimo Shurgi on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned how I worked with Heitz Palma from the Austrian FA back in the 90s. So I was trying to butter him up. So I am trying to do the same thing with you, Amy, very less than tacitly.
Well, we've got a backup option if needed.
All right. So I think also, I mean, there are people like me that have loved soccer their whole lives. But, of course, the United States, there are a lot of people who are still new to it. And maybe, you know, Lionel Messi playing for Inter Miami is their first sort of view into the international game, him being in the, you know, now the present, you know, champion of not just Libertadores, but of course the World Cup. So those will be against Al Ahly. But I also think the opportunity to get fans of these teams, I always think it's great. You have an MLS team and then you have an international club team as well. I always find that works best to keep the soccer interest high. And there's a great opportunity with all these amazing teams coming in.
Absolutely. I mean, we are so lucky and maybe a little bit spoiled in the U.S. that we've got great teams coming over all the time. But this is the first summer where it really means something. There's over $1 billion in prize money up for stakes, as well as that incredible trophy. If you haven't seen it already, it is huge and massive and very impressive. But most importantly, it's the title of world champion. So world champion is something that, you know, we hold to an esteem here in the United States, but this is a real true world championship with participating clubs coming from all over the world.
You mentioned McKinney and Weah with Juve, and they're going to be, the thing I love about watching like a League Cup or FA Cup is every year I find out, or even like a Europa League or conference, I find clubs that I've never heard of, which I think is awesome. But you mentioned Juve, they're playing Al Ain, and I had to look up who that was. And they are from Abu Dhabi of the UAE. I mean, the wherever you're from the world, you can check out this tournament, right? I mean, there's, 63 games? That's mind-boggling.
63 games, yes. The size of what a World Cup used to be before we expanded it for 2026. And you're right. I mean, there's an amazing clubs from all over the world. So many of them you probably haven't heard of. I think the president of FIFA mentioned yesterday in an event in D.C. that there's 86 different countries represented by players from these clubs. So there's a little bit for everyone. There's, you know, probably your new favorite club team is out there that you haven't even discovered yet, but will this summer.
All right. The most important thing, tickets. Where do we go online? What are the links? Where do we go, Amy?
Yes. Tickets, FIFA.com/tickets is the place to go. We've got tickets available for, as you said, 63 games across 11 host cities in the United States, spanning East Coast to West Coast. So plenty of opportunity for people to come check it out, get a chance to see some world-class soccer this summer, ramping up for next summer, obviously, with the World Cup.
And have your barbecue 4th of July either at Camping World Stadium for one of the quarterfinals or at the Link in Philly for one of the quarterfinals. And then the place to be, another quarterfinal will be in Atlanta, but the place to be from July 5th, 8th, 9th, 13th is the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, MetLife Stadium, quarterfinal, semifinal, the other semifinal, and then July 13th, the final. And are you already? I mean, I'm trying to think which teams are going to be in. And this isn't like some summer tournament where they're just playing kids and reserves. People, these teams, the competitive juices are flowing. And as I said, this is an odd year, odd numbered year. You're going to see the real deal, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking, you mentioned Lionel Messi, obviously, world-renowned player. You've got Mbappe, you've got Erling Haaland, you've got players that you don't get a chance to see, you know, every day being here in the United States. So it's a really exciting opportunity. Not only are they coming to play, but they're coming to play for something that matters. So once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, get your tickets now. They're going fast, especially as we get towards those knockout round games and with the build-up to MetLife Stadium for the final.
FIFA.com/tickets for the Club World Cup, and then, of course, summer 2026, the World Cup, and that'll be, of course, national teams. Amy Hopfinger with FIFA, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you next summer in the press box.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. I have no shame in stumping for that credential. Come on back on Sports Byline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Oh, there's a fight going on here between two Newcastle players. Kieran Dyer and Lee Bowyer are having a fight. Goodness me, what on earth is going on? I have never seen such a thing. Lee Bowyer and Kieran Dyer suddenly were at each other's throats.
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
Girl, you better get in line. Yeah, as I said, I have no shame in stumping for a World Cup credential. You know, I actually applied for a World Cup credential for Russia 18. This is back when we thought, oh, Putin, he's a freak, but he's not that bad. Oh, no, he's that bad. It's way worse than we thought. But I actually got through a couple of phases, and I was looking not that bad, and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, no. but yes, I can remember the name, Amy Hopfinger, and the one that's hard to remember is Haimo Shirgi. Haimo Shirgi, liebe meine Abschminking. Hey, I'm allowed to do it because I'm... Am I Austrian? No, I'm not Austrian. It's the Club World Cup is not coming to the Bay Area, which is really lame. Really lame. And I don't understand why, because the Bay Area is always included on this stuff. And all I can think of is that Levi's must be booked with Swifty Katy Perry shows or something. I mean, I don't understand why none of these teams are coming. How many? N-U-N. None are coming. And look, all the teams that aren't in the Club World Cup, they'll also be doing their summer tours and they will be playing their youth teams. Like the first ever North London derby to occur outside of London will be... Well, I went to one. I mean, you couldn't call it that because it was an FA Cup semifinal. I actually saw Tottenham versus Arsenal at Old Trafford, Manchester United Stadium, Theater of Dreams in 2001. But that wasn't North London Derby. But anyway, they're having a preseason North London Derby in Singapore. So that's what they do. They go and they cash in. I actually heard a very interesting one-hour podcast by The Athletic. An English guy spent 9 months studying the underworld of fake football kits, or as we would say, soccer jerseys. And you would be amazed at the organized crime that is involved and the slave labor that makes these. But the interesting thing is, at the end, when they interviewed everybody, they said, would you still buy one? And 80% of fans said yes. And that's because you can pay £120 for the football kit at the store, or you can pay £12 and get it from China, and it's the same material. So, well, we'll get into that another time. We have another hour to go. Daniel Simonson is coming in studio, so come on back.